Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am so happy to be with you today. Yeah, this is really quite a day for me because just most recently I have returned from Monrovia, Liberia, West Africa. Yes. And even before I talk a bit about the mission trip, I want to thank so many of you. I mean, so many of you. I want to thank you for your support, your prayerful support, your financial support, and your loving thoughts. I can't thank you enough because I always say one person can't do it alone. It takes many people to accomplish what God may have placed upon one person's heart. But I want to say thank you. You have truly been a blessing to me. Even those of you that listen to our podcast, it's a dream come true for me. So I want to thank you for helping me to do what God has called me to do. You know, while I was in Liberia, my eyes were truly open to so many things. One of the things particularly is that dreams do come true. Dreams do come true. And as those dreams unfold, it seems that God Almighty places in perhaps maybe one dream so many other fulfillments of dreams and destiny and potential, an opportunity for you to initiate new beginnings in your life. It was amazing. I had no problems. I've also had, I was accompanied with, I had two traveling companions, and they were indeed a blessing to me, such a blessing. I can't tell you enough. You're going to just hear that word over and over again, because for God to take us that far, all the way to the continent of Africa, and to bring us back home safely, you don't take those things for granted. I know we may take for granted going to the store or grocery shopping or going to the mall or driving to church and returning home safely. Often may take that for granted, but we shouldn't. But to go that far and to fly in the air that long, God gave us special grace. And I am grateful. And I can't say enough how grateful I am to you. And I'm so grateful to the traveling companions that God provided. We took good care of each other, and God was glorified. While I was in Liberia, I had the opportunity to visit several locations and to see a vision unfold that I had just a pleasure. I'll say it like that. It was just it was like stepping into the kingdom of God in this respect. Everything that we need is in the kingdom of God. As many of you may know, Liberia, West Africa, is a country where, in the 1800s, several of the freed African American slaves returned back to Africa. And America, a particular organization, purchased the land. And so this was the beginning of the country of Liberia. So we have several things in common with Liberia. Their government is set up like ours, you know, the three checks and balances of government. They also, the flag is very familiar to our flag, except it only has one star. And there are other things that are so familiar, even some of their last names. For example, there may be Johnson, Samuels, Jones. Some of the last names are very familiar to some of the last names of African Americans here in America. The beautiful thing is that I had an opportunity to tour the Voice of Pentecost. A young man by the name of Bishop Emmanuel Jones, he has engrafted into his life and his ministry children who are orphaned due to the civil war they had in Liberia and those who lost their parents during the Ebola pandemic. So he has given these children a place to live, a place to worship God, and a place where they can be educated. I had the beautiful opportunity to visit the boys' orphanage and the girls' orphanage. The grace of God is upon this powerful ministry. Then we had an opportunity to visit Vocational Technical School. They teach there, for example, they teach the young people general contracting, tailoring, culinary arts, cosmetology, computer sciences, and tailoring. We had an opportunity to tour these places. We had an opportunity to interact with the children that live there. It was phenomenal. I also want to add, and I have to interject here, thank you again, those of you that enabled us to travel there. I'm so grateful. I could not have done it without you. And by the help of God, may God return unto you 100-fold for your generosity, your kindness, and your prayers. Oh, he also has established 6 churches. He calls them centers. His name again is Bishop Emmanuel Jones, a young man doing the work of the Lord, whom I've actually known for over 20 years. The first time I met him, he was in his 20s, and now his vision is coming to pass. As I mentioned, he has established, he calls them centers, not churches. He calls them centers. He's established 6 of them throughout Liberia, throughout Monrovia, Liberia, which is the capital of Liberia, Monrovia. And these are the names of the centers. I like this. The Praise Center, the Compassion Center, the Love Center, the Life Center, the Grace Center, and the Faith Center. And as I mentioned, these places of worship are located throughout Monrovia. And he has young pastors that lead these congregations. Pastor Rita, Pastor Margaret, Pastor Bailey, Pastor Peter, Pastor Alex, and Pastor Josiah. We had an opportunity to meet some of the pastors. What an honor and a privilege. While we were there, we taught and we preached empowerment to to the numerous young people that attended the three-day conference. We had an opportunity to interact with them, talk with them, look in their eyes and pray with them, sing with them and praise with them. I will be posting more pictures soon on my website, which you can find www.drgloviniaministries.com. DrGloviniaMinistries.com. And that's Glovina with two I's, and that's plural ministries. I'll also post some more pictures on Facebook, but I want to say, what an experience. What an experience. And we were able to provide assistance to put a new roof on one of the buildings. A great work is being done there, and I want to salute you, my listeners. I want to salute you, my donors, those of you who keep me encouraged. You keep us encouraged to continue to do what God has called us to do. We're about to expand even more globally. Yeah. You know, I talked about yesterday. It's amazing, as God took me into the book of Genesis to take a closer look at Noah. One of the things that I found about Noah, and I could really compare it like universally in a sense, this is why I'm talking about this now, my eyes fell upon the scripture in Genesis chapter 5, verse 8, and it said, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Have you found grace in the eyes of the Lord? I know you have. Have there been opportunities in your life that seemed like they came from almost nowhere, but it was orchestrated by God, by God's grace? This man Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. And because he stepped out on faith, God counted him as righteous. Begin to step out on faith even more. I've shared with you part of our journey to Liberia, West Africa. Do you know we did it by faith? Step out on faith. In response to the grace that God released upon Noah, he stepped out on faith. Some of us know the story, how Moses was instructed how to build a great ark, a great ship. He stepped out on faith and he did it. And then as God began to pour down the rain to end life as people then knew it, Noah and his family were safe in the ark. They were safe in the ship as it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. But something very interesting that I noticed, Noah didn't immediately come out of the ship after the 40 days and 40 nights. He had to exercise some patience, and he had to continue to believe God by faith that God would bring him and his family, mind you, out of the ark and begin to lead them and guide them. God gave, as you know, Noah several promises during the aftermath of the flood, as we call it. Noah brought his family into the ark with him. Now remember, the grace of God is upon Noah. And that same grace, if I can say it like this, it spilled over into his family's life. The grace that is upon your life. You may be concerned about some of your loved ones. You may be concerned about where are they going in life and are they headed in the right direction. If you can only believe that the grace of God that is upon your life will begin to spill, I'll say it like that, it'll begin to reach it will begin to expand and come into their life and their affairs. Believe God. Don't just believe the doom and the gloom. Believe God to fulfill those wonderful promises that he has given to us in his powerful word that we know as the Holy Bible. Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord, and you too have grace in the sight of the Lord. Grace sometimes is something, as they say, we didn't really earn. We didn't work for it. It's simply granted to you. It's like, you know, sometimes we have bills that need to be paid, and they give us often a grace period. Say, for example, if you have a mortgage, your monthly payment that you pay for your house that you're purchasing, they'll give you sometimes a 5-day grace period. In other words, it may be due on the first of the month, but you actually have until the fifth to pay it. That's a grace period. Yes. You didn't earn it. You didn't do anything for it. It's part of it. And this is part of our walk with Almighty God. The grace of God is upon you. And that grace of God, as it did with Noah, it can just move through the lives of those that are connected to you. Yeah. They too can experience what it's like to be in the ark of safety. Yes. Yes, I think that's good news. I think that's some good news on the Dr. Glovina show today. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy. And I really am. And, you know, when I was in Liberia, I'll keep referring back to it. That's what I stood before the listeners, the congregants, the participants of the conference. I said, you have made me so happy. Because they welcomed us. They showed us great love, and they went through great preparation to prepare for us to come. Everything was in order. Everything was done so, as we say, decently and in order. And it was excellence. Our lodging, thank God, they hosted us in such a beautiful, comfortable manner. We didn't have to want or lack for anything. Our ground transportation, they hosted us and they transported us in such excellence. The food, everything was delicious. So we're so grateful. And what did we have to do? Yield to God and operate in the spirit of humility, gratitude, and share what God had given us just to the people. You know, I often say that of myself. I really have nothing to give. But what I can give is what God has deposited on the inside of me. Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this wonderful? That the grace of God pours something into each one of us where something deep on the inside of us can touch something very deep on the inside of others. This is a real connection. This is the real spirit to spirit, when we can begin to give of ourselves. That's the key. Giving of yourself, sharing something on the inside of you that can connect with the other person, the other individuals. And then you begin to, as they say, level it. You begin to get on the same sheet of music, and then God works with us. Not just individually now, but collectively. We begin to go up. We begin to expand. You know, thinking about expansion, while I was in Liberia, I began to think about the greatness of God and the greatness that he places on the inside of us. And this is regarding expansion. And I began to think about, do you realize, I'm going to throw a question in here, that your greater can advance? That your greater can even become greater? as God is leading you and guiding you and giving you directions and instructions, and as you're being led by the powerful Spirit of God, your greater can become an advancement for you and those connected to you and those that you share with, your greater advancing. Because I say often, no matter where you are right now, still not God's best for you. God still wants to take you to a new beginning. Yes, I'm talking in this podcast today to encourage you, to strengthen you, to bring energy and power and might to your visions, your goals, your dreams. It doesn't matter. It does matter, but it could be a small vision, something that would seem so simple, but you may be struggling with getting it done. Take that initiative. Step out on faith. Do that 5-4-3-2-1 little technique and get up and begin to work on these goals, no matter how small they are, medium size or big size. Because the beautiful thing about it is when you accomplish it, you'll begin to move to the next thing. And this is called progress. You want to make progress. I know you do, because I do. I want to as well. I am about to just believe God for greater things, not just for me, but for you. And when we talk about greater advancing or greater, even going further than we could have imagined, as I said, it brings you into a new beginning. I always want to remind you that many things have passed away. And as soon as you can accept that some things have ended, you'll come into what we call the neutral zone or the wilderness. It may seem unsure, uneasy, where do I go from here? But if you can accept whatever has ended, it could be that you graduated from high school. It's ended. And now you have to make a decision for your next launching pad. Should you start a career? Should you go to college? Are you prepared to go into the military? Whatever that is, after high school, that's ended. Now you come into that neutral zone where you're walking toward a new beginning. Yeah, and sometimes it's not easy. In that neutral zone, you may feel a little confused. You may feel depressed. You may long to go back to high school. Not really go back, but you know, you dwell in those memories. You dwell in the past of what was, when God has something brand new for you, my beloveds, a new beginning. In that neutral zone, you'll feel sometimes a sense of loss, maybe even some grief. Yeah. Longing for what was. You may even be in shock realizing that that's ended. Sometimes it can be a harsh reality and painful, I might add. But my beloveds, God is bringing you to a new beginning. You may say, how? Just as with Noah. Noah and his family, they went through a very traumatic experience. I'm sure they felt trauma and a bit traumatized. But when they came out, God gave them a new beginning. God gives us new beginnings, my beloveds. Come on through the wilderness, or we'll call it the neutral zone. Come on through that phase. Go on and feel the sadness. Feel the loss. You may cry some tears. There's nothing wrong with that. Often tears are a release. Come through that. Keep walking. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Put your head up, your shoulders back, and know that you're headed toward a new beginning. And you know the beautiful thing? When you get to that new beginning, you know what will happen? God will give you another opportunity to venture into something greater. That's why I said the greater advances. The greater advances. You search your thoughts, your notes, your plans, your journals, your goals, your objectives, and see what God has placed upon your heart to do. You can do it, because you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. You really can. Believe these promises. Believe the promises that God has given you the grace to receive. Remember, you have that grace upon your life. Now, believe that God can extend it. Take that great grace that's upon you and extend it to your loved ones. And your job now is to believe. Have faith and confidence in what God is able, capable, and willing to do. God is not only able, he's willing. And all power is in his hands. And he's given that power to the born-again believers. I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast. I pray, I believe that something has been said. Something has been proclaimed, declared over your life as we have talked about my trip to Liberia, West Africa, and Noah and New Beginnings. Don't be afraid to come on through the wilderness. Feel it, whatever it is, because it's normal, because God is taking you to a new beginning. I want to say that I love you, and I'm so happy that you've taken this time to listen to the Dr. Glovina Show. I want you to check out my website, drglovinaministries.com. Check it out, and it gives you just a little bit of an idea of some of the things that are on the horizon, and it'll give you a little peek into what my life is about. I love you. I appreciate you. And I want to just say, have a beautiful day, a wonderful week, and continue to step out on faith, because God is for you. He's not against you. Peace, prosperity, and divine protection, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.